So I just wanted to throw that out to help augment my argument, although it really doesn't need to be augmented because we follow the money. And it's the damnedest thing when you use math and money to expose a scheme and schemers. It really is. There's not much wiggle room. And my contention is, if you want to make political statements and you want to try to, you know, affect elections and hammer politicians, so cool. Start a PAC and don't pretend like you're running a museum, etc. And if you want to run your museum and do that, don't take a dime of public money. It's absurd, the things we put up, just the level of corruption we put up with in this country. We just take it as, oh, well, yeah, that's, oh, wait a minute. When you stop and think about it, it's like, what? These guys are getting $100 million a year from us? And they're coming out and slamming people? Oh, but they only slam conservatives. Anybody from a non-progressive, we will just call it. It's a wider net. Anybody who isn't progressive is not safe. Anybody, you know, who wants to call the president of the United States Hitler and a Nazi, etc., that's okay. Because these people secretly agree. Obviously secretly agree. If there's silence, is complicity. Complicit. Whatever it is. I have to look that up. So you got Neil Young who canceled himself. Let's play some Neil Young, damn it. It's really unbelievable. It's fantastic in a way. You know, Rogan, they don't understand. These guys are going to make Rogan a goddamn hero. He's getting a lot of free publicity. He's got to be laughing. Sorry, Fleetwood Mac is the can. Sorry. Sorry, ladies. I know you're all out there wearing your Stevie Nicks sweater this time of year. Somebody said Neil Young sounds like a singing sounds like a cat screaming for help. It might sound worse than that.
My hey. I lost half my streaming revenue today.
Rock and roll is here to stay.
Hey, a little rock and roll feedback. I learned how to get some rock and roll feedback. This will make it sound like we're there with them live.
And to fade away.
my, hey. I got kicked off Spotify today, yeah.
I love it. I really love it. I don't know why. There's probably something wrong with me. Many folks have said that's true. Now, that's just in my own house. On Pain.tv, we've talked a lot about it this week, and it's just fucking fantastic. We took a lot of content from Pain.tv today. I have to tell you, these truckers are fucking, it's for real in Canada, these cats. I haven't talked about it much, right? But now that we're trending in Canada, I think maybe I'll address it, you know. Kidding, really. Although we are trending. It's caught the eye of everybody's favorite milk toast in Canada, Trudeau. And we'll have a clip from him. We got a couple other clips. Maybe we'll start off with that because, I mean, it's growing. You know, it's like the closest thing we have to it, as twisted as it sounds, is when people were on highways with signs and flags and cheering on in the United States. As the caravan drove by, they were cheering it on. Go, go, go. We're behind you. Of course, that was O.J. Simpson in a white Bronco being chased by the police. This is, of course, much bigger. In Canada, we have people lining the streets, lining the highways, cheering these truckers on. And the truckers are saying, hey, man. Some folks out there might be saying, I don't know what this is about. Well, we'll play a clip of a trucker who sums it up in about 45 seconds for you. And this is what it's going to take in many different places. It's going to take people to stand up and say, fuck you. There's more of us than there are of you. I can't listen to this guy. Sounds like a fucking... He said, there was a guy at Citigroup. I probably shouldn't say this. Yeah. Say it, Payne. Say it, you big sissy. All right, fucking Clyde. There was a guy at Citigroup. I don't know why. It popped into my head. Now I have to say it. I think it's like some kind of a podcasting rule or a radio rule. But anyway, let's go with it. We'd have meetings, big meetings and stuff. And some of the executives, the women would dress, you know, to the nines, so to speak. And some of them were not exactly. They were dressing to the nines, but their bodies weren't necessarily nines. But there was some of the older guys were really vicious. And they, as one guy would say, did you see what she was wearing? She looked like two squirrels wrestling in a burlap sack. So that comes to mind when I'm listening to Neil Young screech. He sounds like, well, he might look like it too. Two squirrels wrestling in a burlap sack. And of course, the names of everybody I'm talking about have been changed and altered for their own protection. How about some Born to Raise Hell? While we get things moving here, talk about these truckers more. So these truckers are lining the streets, lining the highways, and the people are as well, and they're fired up. And this is how things gain momentum. And you can always gauge when you're getting under the skin of these tyrants. I need a quick drink. But this is the attitude you have to have right fucking here. Born to Raise Hell. Well, that certainly was my theme song. That was just second grade. We have some video here of the truckers. I know I saw some was... We have some other videos. Some was just posted on Payne.tv. Maybe I'll pull that from. Why don't we do that? Why don't we play a video? Let's go some back-to-back videos. What do you think of that? Two or three or four back-to-back videos having to do with this trucker convoy. You understand what I'm saying, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, and there. You can be in the same ballpark as me. I'll share it with you. We will share it with you. Let's go to the videotape. Videotapes, plural. We'll see you on the other side.
Fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
Next question. I want to throw a shout out to the truckers in this Freedom Convoy 2022. My goodness, you guys have no idea how much what you're doing means to me and my family. You see, my husband, he got myocarditis after his first dose. And the doctors have refused an exemption for the second one, which means he had to hang up his hat, his lieutenant at our local fire hall. He can't participate in certain parts of society. You know, that's not the worst part. The worst part is his heart is injured. And the vaccine injured people are being ignored. They're being called crazy. They're being called coincidences. And enough is enough. Enough is enough. So thank you from the bottom, the very, very bottom of our hearts. I appreciate every single one of you. And for the first time in a long time, I actually have hope.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound.
Now, you watch Trudeau, right? I saved the best video for last. I'm going to throw that in here. You watch Trudeau. Oh, it's It's blah, 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 blah. It's not a big deal. I don't know why. My French Canadian used to make fun of all the hockey coaches down here. They go, guys, we're from. In a fun way, not a mean way. He doesn't think it's a big deal. Oh, these upstarts. It's just a handful of upstarts who don't really reflect our values. That's such a bad fucking mistake. Bad mistake. Tell you what. People right now need a lot of hope. And sometimes hope's all you got. And you know what? You can use that. We can take hope and you can use hope. And you can build on hope. Many times there's not much there except hope. But you can build on hope. And if people need something and they rally and they use this as a rallying point, and there's a lot of people paying attention now, and that creates another environment where people wake up and they pay attention. Hey, what's going on here? Yeah, man, these truckers are blocking the roads and they got a convoy against vaccine mandates. All these people are trying to take away their livelihood, or you can't cross the border, or you can't take freight across the border unless you're vaccinated. That's fucked up. I don't agree with that. And that's great. That's all pie in the sky stuff, right? Then it gets real. Then it gets fucking real. For Trudeau and even the folks who support the truckers. Let's go to this video. Listen to this one. That's what I'm talking about. You don't think you have power out here? I've told you. For so long, you have power. You don't even know you have power. The people who have the real power out here, I'll say it again, are the folks who keep saying no. And every trick these assholes try in government, whether it's fear, threats, whatever, it doesn't work. You become more powerful, plain and simple. And the more people that join in and say no, even some of the folks who've had jabs are now saying, no, 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 no. Fool me once, fool me twice, and it's not happening again. Okay. You have more power than you can ever realize. Let's go to the videotape.
You see, Trudeau, there's something you're going to figure out. It's people like me in this industry that feed you, bring you fuel, everything you take for granted. Well, I'm going to tell you something. We run this country, not you. Without us, this place don't move. And when everybody in all these cities is starving because we refuse to move, guess what? They'll no longer be on your side. So the truckers are kind of like that uncle that doesn't say much. He stays quiet in the background. But when he speaks, people listen. That's what you're dealing with right now. We've had enough. You're not playing this game no more. This ain't a game. This isn't just our lives. This is everybody in Canada's lives. And you're nothing but a drama teacher. Go back to it. Go to some country you paid off, man.
That's what I'm talking about. And we'll play a little highway tune on top of it. Fucking rock and roll, man. That's a rock and roll mentality. You think you run things? You think you bad? Oh, we'll fucking see. That's what I've been talking about. You think you're bad? Okay. We'll fucking see. And these things take a while to grow. And not everybody, of course, it's human nature to be bandwagon, right? Well, you know, I don't know. There's so many of these things. Sometimes they take on a life of their own. And then you got something going. Then you're cooking with fucking gas. Let's see where this goes, but I like it anytime somebody fights back. I like it. Makes me all warm and fuzzy inside. As a professional lifetime troublemaker, it's going to take folks, man. It's going to take folks to stand up, man. You know what's great about it? I could see it in my magic crystal ball. Trudeau and the politicians in Canada will fuck this up. They'll play right in the hands of these guys. They'll continue to discount it as not a big deal. And before you know it, if they keep it up, they'll have a fucking stranglehold on the entire country. You watch. And then they'll be calling out the police and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, everybody. Yeah, we meant to do something about that. This is preposterous. These can get away with it. And you cops better make the fucking right choice, too. I saw a video. I'm not going to play it on here. Of a rally last night in Germany. I think the Young Bucks have a German story in here today. Could be German dance club, German disco. Pardon me, I can't play the next song and talk about this story because it's it would be inappropriate to say the least. But we'll play a little Iggy Pop if you don't mind. An old man rolled up on a cop and was like, you should be ashamed of yourself. You are a disgrace. In Germany, cop fucking shoved him. An old guy, he's like 75, 85. Sorry for you guys who are 75 and you got your Bowflex and you think you're fucking 20. My apologies. He shoved the guy, fell down, guy hit his head. They took him to the hospital, he died. That's what we're dealing with. So when I say cops, you better come down on the right side. Now, see, I'll tell you what's going to happen over there. They're going to have problems. That's going to grow, too. When that video spreads around, and it has spread around, and we had a debate here today, do we show this? I said, you know what? We got enough fucking things going on. People don't need to see a video of a guy, an old guy, cracking his head open. And then he dies. I mean, what the fuck is this? A freak show at the county fair? If you want to go seek it out, knock yourself out. But that video will spread, and it's infuriating to watch. I don't care what country you're from. And then, I'm telling you, subconsciously, these things sit in your head. And then if you're out in the street or something happens, you're like, you know what? I'm not giving this cop the fucking benefit of the doubt. I'm going to crack him in his fucking head first. I'm not going down. I know how these cops are. And so when I say you have to calm down on the right side, throwing people around and cracking their head open for just yelling at somebody. That's all he was doing. He's an old guy. He wasn't a threat. Even if he punches you in the face, what are you, half a Mary? You can't take a shot to the face from a guy who's 75? Let these people vent. They're paying you. Oh, no, let's kill him instead. I mean, to watch that, you know, and people are like, oh, well, you know, the guy. I mean, this is how far we've declined as a human race. People watch and say, well, you're not telling the whole story. This old bat was the instigator. And clearly, he's culpable for his own demise. You listen to these people? We have lost about 5 or 6 links in the human chain of compassion, common sense, and decency. Now we're supposed to treat each other. That cop was justified. The guy had no weapon yet. It wasn't a threat. People have lost their minds. But you can guarantee that that'll be heating up. And they'll be turning to the cops to quell. Not going to work. See, if you get the people, the truckers are real slick. This is why this has some legs. If you get the people behind you, right? Then the people are behind the cause because you're representing them. They're not going to bitch at the truckers if food is scarce, etc. No. The politicians think that they'll attack the truckers. The people will turn against the truckers. That's not how it works. These politicians are fucking lost. And most of them didn't have to do anything in their entire life. So they don't really know how the real world works. Remember George Bush at the grocery store? He's like, a gallon of milk costs that much? What? This is crazy. Oh, okay. Where the fuck? How long are you visiting Earth? So when you get the people behind you, it's a different ballgame. And like I said, Trudeau will make mistake after mistake after mistake. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. That's the whole point. And the trucker had a very good point. We run this bitch. We run it. That video might be the best thing I've seen all week. All right, where are we going next? And the woman talking about her husband, okay? Her husband, the lieutenant fire, the fireman who's a lieutenant who can't work because he got fucked up. Right? They don't want you to see things like that on TV. And they don't, so it's not on TV, and they don't want you to see anything like that. Well, it's a big deal to her. And then, I mean, these things have a crazy effect. You see a video like that, that goes out, that spreads. I mean, we got some power out here. You just don't realize it. We really do. And saying no is so fucking important. It's so vital. I've been saying that. Just saying no. Well, I mean, I have to tell you, folks, it doesn't seem like it should be a very hard choice if one of the side effects of this whole thing is dying. I mean, that's why people say, why? I don't understand you. Why won't you just comply and get this? Your life could go back to normal. I mean, you're part of the problem. Do you know you could die from these? It doesn't say that anywhere. Where does it say that at? Look around. Be turned off the mainstream media. You can die from this shit. Kind of a big deal, I think, in my book. One of the side effects of your so-called cure is death. I'm willing to risk it to do my part. You understand? You got problems, brother. You got some problems. I mean, we talked about with Edward Dabb on the podcast. Eventually, and I think we're at that point, the actuaries, the insurance companies are going to say, you know, we're not paying these fucking death claims. We're getting hammered. We're the ones carrying the bag on this. These big pharma is cashing in, and we're getting slaughtered. I'm looking forward to a cage match, a motherfucking cage match between big insurance and big pharma, and I'm rooting for big insurance. Never thought I'd say that. Man, how could you root for big pharma? Fuck's sake. Let's go to videotape, see what we got. I don't even know what we have. I think we have some garbage from the White House. Oh, I know what we have. Yeah, let's go to the White House. Of course there's garbage from the White House.
So the president has nothing on his schedule today aside from the PDB. Can you shed any light on how he's spending his day?
Well, let's see. This morning, I think he had some policy meetings, also a PDB meeting. He later this afternoon, I think, is doing some remarks review. There are some days that we spend some time doing internal meetings and discussions with policy experts, with policy leaders, and that's what's happening today.
Green's right over there. It's that way. Look, sir, just bend a little bit that way and swing away. Just straight up. It's fine. Great.